Are they Rupanugas or not? That's the question. And I told Prabhuji I don't know the answer, so. Anyways, I'll say something until Maharaj is here. Maharaj to Agya, Prabhuji. Maharaj. Question is, Prabhuji didn't tell question.
ओम ज्ञान तिमिरांदस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः वंदेहं श्री गुरु वरं श्री रूपानु प्रवरं रजरसिकं च नारायणं तं प्रपन्नं श्री गुरु चरणं वंदे रमण पृष्ठाय भूतले रूपानु भक्तिदं च कृपामूर्ति नारायण जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री सदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माय साष्टांग दंडवत प्रणाम्स एट द लोटस फीट फॉर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर्स लाय श्रीमान भक्तिवेदांत श्री नारायण गोसाई महाराज श्री गुरुदेव Tlai Shivan Bhakti Vedan Shri Vaman Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev. To entire Rupana Gaudiya Guru Varga, and to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, and to Gaurjins especially. So the question being posed here, being asked by the Vaishnavas is that Sanatana Goswami, that the followers of Srila Rupa Goswami are called Rupanuga. But what about the followers of Srila Sanatana Goswami, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Jiva Goswami, not just the rest of the Goswamis, but also the Acharyas who appeared later, like Sri Narottam Das Thakur and everyone else. So here we see that we always address our Guru Varga as Rupanuga Gauriya Guru Varga. We always address them this way, as Rupanuga Gauriya Guru Varga. Why? Because we hear that Rupa Goswami, he is the one who established the innermost heart's desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So what was the innermost heart's desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Suppose Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima, Kidrisho Vanaiva, Saddo Enat Buta Kidrisho Madhya, Chokyam Yasya Madhanuvat, Kidrisho Veti Lopat, Tat Bhavadya Samajani, Sachikarva Sindhu Harindu. So we see here that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he especially appeared in this world as Sri Krishna to relish the four sweetnesses of Krishna. That is, his Rup Madhuri, his Leela Madhuri, his Gun Madhuri, and his Venu Madhuri. Give me the phone, I want to see the time now. Okay. So in this way, he appeared in these four forms, in these four sweetnesses. No. Therefore, we see when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world and relished these forms of these four sweetnesses of Sri Krishna, only then his innermost heart's desire was fulfilled. But still, we see that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also wanted to give a drop of this prema that he came to relish. That is the glory of Srimati Radhika herself. So what was that drop of prema? That was Unnottojjala Rasam Sabhakti Shriyam. So what is the Sabhakti Shriyam? That Sabhakti Shriyam is, we see the beauty of Srimati Radhika's prema. And what is that beauty of Srimati Radhika's prema? That is the bhava of the manjaris. That is the bhava of Srimati Radhika's maid servants. And what is that called? That is called Bhavullasmai Rati. And Bhavullasmai Rati, what is the primary characteristic of this Bhavullasmai Rati? The primary characteristic of this Bhavullasmai Rati is that the sthai bhav, is that the permanent sentiment of the manjaris of Srimati Radhika is directed towards Srimati Radhika. And their Sanjari Bhav, that is their transient emotions, they are directed towards Shri Krishna. Which means that their relationship with Srimati Radhika is fixed. But their relationship with Shri Krishna is like the waves that arise in the ocean. The waves gradually arise in the ocean and then again they become one with the ocean. This is called Sanjari Bhav. Rises up and again it rises down. Like sometimes we see Srimati Radhika experiences many different bhavs. Like Bhav Shanti, Bhav Shabalya. Bhav Shabalya means one bhav is trying to suppress another bhav. Like one wave of emotion is trying to suppress another wave of emotion. Like we see now. Like where Srimati Radhika says that, oh, he deena dayadra nata he matura nata kada lokshase. Here she says, oh, he deena dayadra nata he. She says, oh, your deena dayadra. Means your heart is always melting with this daya, with this compassion. So all us Rajavasis, we are suffering so much in separation from you. So why is your heart not melting in compassion upon seeing us? And then we see another bhava arises. Then Srimati Radhika says, oh, your matura nata. Because you're Mathuranath, now your heart has become very cruel. Why has it become so cruel? Because now you're no longer the son of Nanda and Yashoda. Now you're a Kshatriya there. Now you don't even identify yourself as Nanda and Yashoda. Rather, you identify yourself as the son of Devaki and Vasudev. Now there's no flute, no peacock feather, no pitambar. Nothing, you have nothing of that sort. Now you're surrounded by so many queens there. And you're surrounded by Kubja and all of the Dasis. Therefore, you're Mathuranath. So, this is two waves of fighting against each other. And this way, there's Bhav Shabalya. And then again, she says, oh, again, this one wave suppresses another wave. Where she says, oh, now you're Dait. No, now you're Dait. Means you're a beloved. So, therefore, you're also our beloved. You're the beloved of all the gopis. No. She says, oh, now that you're Daita, therefore you should appear in front of our eyes and give us darshan. So this way the different bhavs arising. And then there's Bhav Shanti. And she says, Kim Karomyaham means when you appear in front of us means there's Bhav Shanti. This is called Sanchari Bhav, an example of Sanchari Bhav. There's also another shloka from Billamangal Thakur's Krishna Karnamrit, where he also says, he has this similar mood. Hey Krishna, hey Karunaika Sindhu, hey Chapal, hey hey Dina, hey. So there's in that shloka also, Madhavendra Puripad, he expresses, now Billamangal Thakur, he expresses a similar sentiment where he says, oh, hey Krishna, hey Karunaika Sindhu. And then he says, hey Chapal. First he says, you're Karunaika Sindhu. And then he says, hey Chapal. Means you're very restless. Before he says, you're Karunaika Sindhu. So here I'm only speaking these examples to show what is this Sanchari Bhav. So therefore the Manjaris, they have this type of Sanchari Bhav towards Krishna. Why? Because their relationship is only with Srimati Radhika, not with Shri Krishna. What is their relationship with Shri Krishna? Their relationship with Shri Krishna is that he is Radha Raman. He is Radha Kant. He is Radha Vallabh. He is Radha Nath. This is their only relationship with him. They have no other relationship. Therefore, this is this Unnatojjala Rasam Sabhakti Shriyam. Like sometimes we see the Manjaris, Krishna even sometimes tries to enjoy separately with them. But anyhow, the Manjaris take shelter of Srimati Radhika, and when Krishna appears in front of Srimati Radhika, Srimati Radhika catches hold of Krishna's hand, she twists his hand, saying, don't you dare touch my maid servants. So this way, this is Unnatojjala Rasam Sabhakti Shriyam that Srila Rupa Goswami came to establish. So here we see, when Rupa Goswami established this innermost heart's desire, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this Radha Pranaya Mahima, which is actually his primary reason for appearing in this world. No. He is Rasik Shekhar Krishna Paramakarun. He is also Rasik Shekhar, he is also Paramakarun. So Rasik Shekhar means Radhaya Pranaya Mahima. And what is Paramakarun? Paramakarun is Unnatojjala Rasam Sabhakti Shriyam. Means he, along with being the supreme taster of all mellows, he also came to distribute a particle of those mellows. So therefore, Rupa Goswami was the one who established this innermost heart's desire, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed him for so many days in Prayag. He also instructed him in Jagannath Puri, where he had all his associates bless Rupa Goswami. All his different associates, like Sarup Damodar Prabhu, Rai Ramananda, and Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Srivas Thakur, Vakreshwar Pandit, Kashishwar Mishra, they all came and they blessed him. blessed Rupa Goswami to establish the innermost heart's desire, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore, he is addressed as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Manobishta Purak. He who fulfilled Mahaprabhu's innermost heart's desire. Therefore, all the other Goswamis, they are also very proud to be addressed as Rupanugas. Because we see they are also falling in the Anugatya of Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Sanatana Goswami in his Brihad Bhagavatamrita, in his Mangalacharan, after offering his pranams to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has offered his pranams to Srila Rupa Goswami, where he said that Rupa Goswami is the Rupa, he is this beauty, and this beauty is the foundation upon which the scripture is being written, he said, in this way. So therefore, in regard to their eternal Leela, in the spiritual Leela, we see that the Manjaris are all the Nityasakis, they serve under the guidance of Rupa Manjari. All the Nityasakhis. And we see that all those same associates have descended in Mahaprabhu's Leela also. So they follow the same mood also. Because Mahaprabhu is none other than Radha and Krishna. So they're also serving Mahaprabhu under the guidance of Srila Rupa Goswami. So therefore we see Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, what has he prayed? He has prayed, Adadanam Tiram Dante Idam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Boja Dhuli Shyama Janma Janmani. That Raghunath Das Goswami is praying that Adadanas Tiram Dantair, that holding a piece of straw in my teeth. Adadanas Tiram Dantair Idam Yache Puna Puna means holding a straw within my teeth, I'm only having this one yachana. Yachana means this earnest request. What is that? Srimat Rupa Padam Bhuja Dhuli Shama Janma Janmani. That I can only be a follower of Rupa Goswami, life after life. This way we see Raghunath Das Goswami, in separation from Rupa Goswami, he has even said that, oh, Radha Kund is like the gaping mouth of a tigress and Giriraj is like a python ready to swallow me. We see Raghunath Das Goswami said, I will not leave Radha Kund and go anywhere else. He said, even if Krishna calls me, I will not leave. But now at the same time, he's saying in separation from Rupa Goswami that they're like the gaping mouth of a tigress. And Jiva Goswami, he was a direct disciple of Rupa Goswami. We see. Rupa Goswami only had one disciple. That was Jiva Goswami. So he's automatically a Rupanuga. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Mahaprabhu himself sent him here to Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu did not even tell him to come to Jagannath Puri. Mahaprabhu told Gopal Bhatta that you serve your parents, Venkat Bhatta and his brothers, and when they leave this world, you come. You can stay with me. But when his parents left and when he was coming, Mahaprabhu sent him a letter saying, no, you stay in Vrindavan. I have offered you to Rupa and Sanatana. And this way Gopal Bhatta Goswami also stayed under the guidance of Rupa Goswami. Even Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, we see, he was under the guidance of, he was the son of Tapan Mishra. And then we hear that he used to cook for Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. Even he was accompanied by another Vaishnava called Ramdas. And then Mahaprabhu himself told him, you go there to Vrindavan, there's one Vaishnava there, you learn how to speak the Bhagavatam, rather you... Anyhow, take siksha from him in speaking the Bhagavatam, but always remain under the guidance of Rupa Goswami. Therefore, we see in this Radha Damodar temple, there are so many different deities. There's Radha Damodar, there's Radha Vrindavan Chandra, there's Radha Madhav, Radha Chail Chikanjeev. Why? Why all different deities are together? Because all the different Vaishnavas would come in, they would assemble there in Radha Damodar. Why? Because Rupa Goswami's Bhajan Kutir is there. His Bhajan Stali is Radha Damodar temple. Rupa Goswami wrote Ujjwala Neelamani, Bhaktir Samsindhu, all his books there. So they would all come there and they would all listen to Harikatha from Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami also we see in Govindadev temple also, he'd go and he'd listen to Raghunath Bhatta Goswami also. So even Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was under his guidance. And Sanatana Goswami, we know that all the Rupa Goswamis addressed him as his guru. Sanatana Goswami has always addressed Rupa as his guru. Like we know that pastime, no? There's Velangini Fana. Where we see Sanatana Goswami, he was trying to correct Rupa Goswami, saying, oh, comparing Srimati Radhika's braid to the hood of a snake, maybe is not so appropriate. But then when he saw some girls swinging on the banks of Radha Kund, there he saw like them, there was a snake with many hoods rising above his little girl's head. And Sanatana Goswami immediately tried to warn the girl, and then the spurti disappeared, the revelation. This way, Sanatana Goswami is also showing through this Leela that his relationship is always eternally there with Rupa Goswami, that he is also under the guidance of Rupa Goswami. Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, the five of the six Goswamis, they were always under his guidance. As for the rest of our Guru Varga, the next generation that came, Srinivas, Acharya, Shyamananda Prabhu, Narottam Das Thakur, they took direct siksha from who? They took direct siksha from Jiva Goswami, who is like Anyatam. He was the foremost of all Rupanugas. And Jiva Goswami, what siksha did he give them? He only taught them Ujjal Nilamani, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Vidagdha Madhav, Lalit Madhav. He taught them all these books. He taught them the essence of all these books. Therefore, if you see, Narottam Thakur has composed this Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam verse on the inspiration of, on whose inspiration? On Jiva Goswami's inspiration. Because when Narottam Thakur came to Vrindavan, he did not have Darshan of Rupa Goswami. It is said first he came to Vishram Ghat, and then he found out some days before that Rupa and Sanatan had disappeared. When he came to Govindadev, there he met Jiva Goswami and Srinivas Acharya. And then he had Darshan of Rupa Goswami's Samadhi and Sanatan Goswami's Samadhi. And then his heart broke in separation. So in this way, Narottam Das Thakur also, everything he knew about Rupa Goswami only came from Jiva Goswami. And who is Jiva Goswami? Directly a disciple of Rupa Goswami. So in this way, he is also this foremost Rupanuga because of Jiva Goswami's association. And then you see all the other Acharyas who came in line. After Narottam Thakur, we see in this Bhagavad Guru Parampara, like we heard the other day also. This Bhagavad Guru Parampara, who comes after Narottam Srinivas Shyamananda? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, how is he the highest ideal Rupanuga? How is he? It is said Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is actually second Rupa, it's said. It's said in one way, is actually Rupa Goswami himself who has appeared to explain his own books. Because Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he wrote commentary on Ujjal Nilamani Kiran. And then he wrote a commentary on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu. And then he wrote a commentary on this Lagu Bhagavatamrita Khana. And then everything he has written is only on the foundation of Srila Rupa Goswami's scriptures. Especially he reconciled between Jiva Goswami and Rupa Goswami. Like we see, Jiva Goswami especially stressed on Swakiyavad. We see even when Jiva Goswami is given his commentary on some of the verses of this Raslila, therein he has mentioned that the husbands, that the gopis who met with Krishna, they were also Swakiya. Why? The Sadhan Siddha gopis? Because the Sadhan Siddha gopis, when they gave up their bodies, that means they automatically lost all connection with their husbands. So how could they be Swakiya, Parakiya with Krishna, have this Jarbhav? Jarbhav means Parakiya Bhav. When they already gave up all the connections with their husbands, so where was any connection with their husband in the first place? That is all, this is also Swakiya Bhav, Jiva Goswami is explained. He's explained from the point of Tattva and Chakravarti Thakur from the point of Ras. So in this way, he is reconciled and he is also Rupanuga in this way. And then we see, after this Bhagavad Parampara, after Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comes Baladev Vidyabhushan Prabhu. And Baladev Vidyabhushan Prabhu, what did he do as a Rupanuga? He made sure that Radharani was worshipped alongside Govindadev in Jaipur. And who is Govindadev? Govindadev is the Ishtadev of Rupa Goswami. And he made sure Radharani was worshipped there. Because without Radharani, how can Govindadev be worshipped? Again, he established the innermost Sahasya Rupa Goswami. He is also Rupanuga Vaishnav. No, there Baladev Vidyabhushan Prabhu, in fact, he has in his nishtha towards Rupa Goswami, it is said, In some places, he has shown even more nishtha than Jiva Goswami also, than Rupa Goswami. In one way. Because some people were doubting that Baladev Vidyabhushan is not a Rupanuga Vaishnav, that he's from Madhvacharya's line. But Param Gurudev has said that he has so much nishtha towards Rupa Goswami also. Like Jiva Goswami, he has addressed Rupa and Sanatan Goswami as Tattavit Gyapakau. Means they are Tattva Darshis. But Baladev Vidyabhushan Prabhu has addressed Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami as Tattavit Uttamakau. Tattavit Uttamau. Means not just Gyapakau, they are Uttamau, the topmost of these Tattva Darshis. So they say he is also a Rupanuga Vaishnav. And then we see after Baladev Vidyabhushan Prabhu, this line comes. Jagannath Das Babaji, Bhaktivinod Thakur, Gaurakshar Das Babaji, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. Their line, their position as being Rupanuga Vaishnavs is clear. We see, no, Bhaktivinod Thakur, we know how he is a Rupanuga Vaishnav. Everything he has done is only on the basis of Rupa Goswami's teachings. And Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, we know. What has he said? In his last instructions to the entire world, Upadeshavali, there he said, one of his last instructions were that our only aspiration is to be a particle of dust. at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Raghunath, he has said, no, that he said, that is our only aspiration, to be a particle of dust at the lotus feet. And then he said, our goal is to always serve under the guidance of Rupa and Raghunath. No. And Kaviraj Goswami, we see, forgot him. At the end of every chapter, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, what is he said? Rupa Raghunath Pade Kare Jaras Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das, he has said. After every chapter, he has said that. That praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Raghunath, I'm writing this Chaitanya Charitamrita in this way. And this way we see the followers of Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, that nishtha towards Rupa Goswami. Everyone, they had like unflinching nishtha towards Rupa Goswami. Like we heard the other day, no? Gurudev said, oh, he asked Param Gurudev, that is it okay that I accept Rupa Goswami as my Siksha Guru? And then Param Gurudev was so happy. He said, I'm so happy with you that you even like have this inspiration within your heart. No, they're always encouraging our Guru Varga to identify ourselves as followers of Rupa Goswami. In fact, Gurudev would say that, let's say that my Guru is Rupa Goswami and then I have my Diksha Guru. Who is more superior? It's a Rupa Goswami is automatically more superior. But still my Diksha Guru, he was the one who pulled me out of samsara. So I'm always eternally indebted to him. But ultimately even my Diksha Guru is serving under the guidance of Rupa Goswami. Everyone is serving under the guidance of Rupa Goswami in this way. So therefore, this way our Guru Parampara identify themselves as Rupanugas. No. Like even once in Rupasanathan Gaudiya Math also, like Gurudev was speaking there. No. And then, like we hear, the Acharya of Sri Chaitanya Gaudiya Math came there. So then when the Acharya of Sri Chaitanya Gaudiya Math came, he also said, Srila Bhaktivallabh Tirtha Maharaj also said, Pujabad Nitla Ishivan Bhaktivallabh Tirtha Maharaj, he said, like, oh, this Rupanuga Vaishnava line, he spoke on Upadeshamrit, where he said, gradually you begin from giving up all your anarthas and then you ascend to the stage of prem. And then Gurudev said, yes, Upadeshamrit is the ideal, the foundation. And then he said, at the same time, he said, in this world, there will always be someone who will have greed, he said. All these teachings that I'm giving, all these teachings that have been given by our Guru Varga, although we are not qualified to achieve this, still there will always be someone in this world with greed who will want to receive these teachings. And automatically, when we glorify our Guru Varga as being Rupanugas, automatically someone will have eagerness within his heart, saying, what is this Rupanug line? What is this Rupanug line? He'll have greed. We'll want to know. Therefore, for them to explain what this Rupanug line is essential in this way. So therefore, we see in our own Gurudev's Pranam Mantra, it is said, Rupanuga Charyavaryam, Rupmanjari Preshtakam, Padit Pavana Bandavam, Yugacharya Narayanam. Rupanugacharya Varyam, Rupmanjari Preshtakam. That he is especially the Acharya of all the Rupanugas and he's especially dear to Rupmanjari. And in this way, I offer my pranams to Srila Narayan Goswami Maharaj. Narayanam Guru Mande, Sharanyam Bhakta Bandavam, Gauramano Bhishtapurnam, Radha Dasya Pradayakam. So this Radha Dasya Pradayakam Gurudev is giving on whose inspiration? On Rupa Goswami's inspiration, no? Therefore, we see when Gurudev published Ras Panchadai, he published in red color. Red color means the Anurag of Srimati Radhika. And when he published Ujjal Nilamani, he published Ujjal Nilamani in blue color. Why? This is the color of Srimati Radhika's shawl. No. Ramani Shiromani Neelavasana Paridhan. In this way. So anyhow, Swami Maharaj also, what has he said? What has ISKCON been established on? This Antarashtriya Krishna Bhavanamritsang. Only on one shloka of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. What is that? This Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitamati Kriyatam Yadi Kutopi Labhyate Tatra Lolyam Apimulyam Ekalam Janma Koti Sukritai Na Labhyate. ISKCON is only meant to give one thing. What is that? This Krishna Rasa Bhavitamati. Only this consciousness which is infused with Krishna Ras, with Radha Dasyam. This is what ISKCON is meant for, not anything else. Even once Gurudev, once he was speaking and he said, if ISKCON doesn't know how to respect Vaishnavas like if ISKCON doesn't even know how to receive Vaishnavas such as me, how to respect Vaishnavas such as me, then he said it is not ISKCON. He said it's Khan. He said, not ISKCON. Remove the IS, it is only Khan, he said. They don't know how to respect Vaishnavas, he said. Because this is Swami Maharaj's mood, he said. So in this way, offering our prayers at the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami and all his followers, we'll only pray that we can also understand what is this Rupanu Vichardhara, Because without understanding this Rupanam Vichardhara, why are we here even in the first place? No. What is the reason? What is our goal of being here? Why are we suffering so much with our anarthas? Always suffering with our anarthas. Why? What is the reason? There must be some reason. No. What is the good? What is like the Vaishnava say, are we here for time pass? No, just passing time, you know, anyhow, whatever, you know. Chalta rahega. No. Somehow we should have some objective in mind. And Rupa Goswami has shown what is our objective. Beginning from the smallest fraction of prem, which is Shraddha. Shraddha is the smallest, tiniest particle of gold. And Mahabhav itself is a mountain of gold. It's Madanakya Mahabhav. So everything, sadhan, bhav, prem, everything we've been discussing all these days. So therefore, we should pray to our Guru Varga that a particle of these teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami and his devoted followers can enter our hearts. Vancha kalpataru bhishya kripa sindhu vecha dhanam panebhyo vishnebhyo.
Om Agyanatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vandeham Shri Guru Varam Shri Rupa Nuga Pravaram Brajara Sarasikamcha Narayanam Tang Prapanam Shri Guru Charanam Vande Ramana Prasthaya Bhutale Rupanuga Bhaktidancha Kripa Murti Narayanam Vancha Kalpataruvyascha Kripa Sindho Vyayvacha Padita Nam Pavanivyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasaji Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my sastang dandavat pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev, Nitya Leela Pravishta Om Vishnupad Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj, to Arupanuga Guru Varga and all assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So, very interesting question. And this is like very good, and I can see this will be a very good discussion afterwards. Vaishnava has reserved this topic for today. He's telling what is benefit of calling everyone Rupanuga. Like it may be like in this world we see there's always the tendency to be independent and showing like we are best like this. Like, oh, our group is like this. So why not? Like acknowledging, like each our Guru Varga, like you know, there's Sanatan Goswami. Why not Sanatan Nuga? There's Jiva Goswami, Jiva Nuga, and like oh, there's Prabhupada, Prabhupada Nuga, like this. Why calling all them Rupanuga? What's benefit of all this? Now, we have to understand when we talk about spiritual life, the main principle there is Anugatya. And really, we have to appreciate, like in the material world, everyone wants to be independent. And that is the cause of all their like being bound and suffering. But the moment you are connected to the like the main source of power, then like very powerful. But one thing we have to understand, each one have their specialities. But they are not independent. They are actually working, and this is the principle in spiritual life. It's always under Anugatya. So our Guru Varga is just showing to us, and by pointing to us, like, oh, we are Rupanuga, actually showing from which anugatya we are taking from, you know, like which authority. Because like when we talk about the devotees, there's many, many branches. Like even among Vaishnavas, there's like four sampradayas. And each one have their own teachings and like specialties. They have their own ishtadev. And even among the, and we say we are from the line of Lord Brahma, from Madhva, this Brahma Madhva Sampradaya. Even in this Sampradaya, then also many branches. So here, very prominent, the Gaudiya Sampradaya. But even among the Gaudiya Sampradaya, also many branches are there. So especially we can, and of course by mercy of Mahaprabhu and by mercy of Gurudev, then we are appreciating this, that really foremost is this Rupa Nuga line. And this is what now Vaishnava is trying to show. What is the speciality of this Rupa Nuga line that everyone wants to show? We are Rupa Nuga. And showing that, oh, the glory of this Acharya is that he's Rupa Nuga. So maybe to understand this is like when we look at in the eternal world, there is Srimati Radharani, the original Shakti. And we may say she has like so many, she manifested so many, like Kaya Vyuha, like so many manifestations of herself. But some of them, like the Sakis, they are like in the mood like they're equal. Like they're equal to Srimati Radharani, like friend. When we talk about, let's say, the Manjaris, and of course, the foremost, like the leader of that, this is what now we are referring to, like Rupa Manjari, like now showing the position. What is the speciality of the Manjaris? They are not just like someone else that is like equal to Radharani, or like a friend. They're actually like Radharani's own body, like Radharani's own self. And therefore, we can understand why their mood is really not like an independent, like say, like in Madhurya Ras, we know the main characteristic of Madhurya Rasa is that they want to meet with Krishna. So, but there's a category within this Madhurya Rasa, and this is the category of the Manjaris, that this union with Krishna is only satisfied when Radha is meeting Krishna. And why is that? Because they don't feel separate from Radharani. They don't feel like, oh, there's someone else than Radha. So if they actually try to meet with Krishna, they will never be satisfied. But they'll only be satisfied when Radha is meeting Krishna. And so we can understand that within the meetings of Radha and Krishna, they are there. In the most intimate meetings of Srimati and Krishna, they're always there. While the other Sakis, they cannot be there because somehow maybe some shyness and maybe some disturbance. But as far as Manjaris are concerned, they're actually like body parts of Srimati Radharani. So in all the fields of service, they're always there. And they know what is the very heart of Srimati Radharani because they are like herself. And so when we talk about these Manjaris, the main like leader of these Manjaris is Rupa Manjari. And therefore, it's like that is like everyone's desire that we want to be in this group. And therefore, we're praying, oh, we want to be like Rupa Nuga. So the position of the Manjaris are very special. So, but this is a very confidential thing. And only by mercy of like Rupa Goswami himself, who is Rupa Manjari, then we are knowing all these things. And the followers of Rupa Goswami, then we are knowing, by them, then we are knowing all these things. So now in the modern times, we are able to know this is because of all these followers of Rupa Goswami, who is Rupa Manjari. So that's why her name is Rupa, because directly she is none different from Srimati Radharani. She's the very form of Srimati Radharani. Rupa Goswami has been glorified. Priya Swarupe, Dayata Swarupe, Prema Swarupe, Sahaja Birupe. So that's understandable. Priya, meaning very dear. Everyone considers her as the dearmost. She is very dear to Krishna. She's very dear to Srimati Radharani. She's very, very dear to all. Now, take note. When we talk about service to Krishna, who's rendering best service to Krishna and who knows how to serve Krishna? That is Srimati Radharani. So sometimes, like for example, in a government, like say in a military, for example, or just say in the government, there's so many departments are there. Let's say the king, he has many generals. Now there may be like so many, like I know this is not a very good example, but just to show like, oh, there's a line of like authority there. So someone who knows exactly the heart of the king could be like the topmost general. He can order everyone in that government because he knows exactly how to, like what is the policies and all the desires of the king. Like this, he can order everyone in that, not just within the government, but all the citizens. So when you say in the spiritual world, we don't think that the manjaris are just there like, oh, hiding in the kunja and serving only like all these intimate pastimes. Actually, they know exactly how to serve, like, oh, for making Krishna happy and making like Radharani happy. And therefore, they can instruct even those with Vatsalya mood, even those with Dasya mood, with Sakya mood, all, they can instruct them. Because they know exactly, like the heart of Srimati Radharani, whose everything else is serving according to really the desire of the original Shakti. Everyone working, everyone is part of Shakti. And the main like Shakti is Srimati Radharani. So in this way, we can see the Rupanugas or followers of Rupa Goswami and like deeply followers, really when you say Rupanuga, not just a follower one in one side as Rupa Goswami in Mahaprabhu Lila, but really if you're a follower of Rupa Goswami, really you are a follower of Rupa Manjari. So they know exactly like how to serve. They are gurus of all those in whatever sthaibhav they have for Krishna. They can teach. And that's like how the greatness of these acharyas that we have. So there is no need to try to show that, and actually our acharyas will not be happy trying to, you know, like this is the tendency in the material world. That you want to show the greatness of your, let's say, your leader by showing that, oh, he's like, there's no one equal to him, like this. But actually, in the spiritual world, they will be very happy if you're actually acknowledging who is their master, like this. So in our Guru Parampara, for example, our Gurudev, you know how we please Gurudev? You cannot please Gurudev by trying to show, oh, I'm your best follower. You are my best guru. You're better than all the other gurus. You're the only guru, like that. Gurudev will never be happy. Actually, Gurudev said, the backbone of spiritual life is Guru Nishtha. He said, how you will know someone who's Guru Nishtha? He said, oh, someone who will say, I don't like this person. I don't like this person. Or that servant of Gurudev. Oh, I don't like. I only like Gurudev. Like this. Then Gurudev said, that person has no Guru Nishtha at all. Said, how you know someone has Guru Nishtha? Said, when someone has so much love of their Gurudev, that even an animal or like anyone who has served his guru, then he will be so indebted to that person. He's like, oh, he's my family member. And he's ready to like serve even that person. So in our spiritual tradition, we don't cut like guru. Actually, you can please, like for example, Srila Gurudev. Gurudev becomes very happy if you have so love for his Gurudev and showing how he is following exactly the teachings of his Gurudev. And especially if you're glorifying Param Gurudev, Gurudev becomes very happy. But if you're neglecting Param Gurudev and only showing only Gurudev, then they will not be happy. So in the same way, our Guru Varga, they will not be happy if they will just be presented like, oh, they're the best. Oh, Jiva Nuga, Prabhupada Nuga, like this. But if you're telling them that they are perfect Rupa Nugas, then they're very happy and all mercy will come to you. And because now they understand, you're appreciating this Anugatya and going to that highest source like this. So they're teaching us not to cut themselves, like, and this is the tendency of many people. They're cutting their Gurudev from the disciplic line and showing only, this Gurudev, and not showing how great the guru, because they're connected to this source. And this source is so great. So this is glory, like a little glimpse of the glory of this Rupa Nuga line. Vancha kalpatare vishya ke paasindu vyaja patita naam pam vishnu.
Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyanam Jana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasme Shri Guravenam Namam Vishnu Padaya Radhikaya Priyatmane Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Iti Namine Vancha Kalpataru Vasya Kripa Sindhu Vaivaja Patitanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Syadvaita Vadadhara Sivasadi Shri Gauru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Sarvado Paramaradha Guru Pada Padma Nitrila Prishna Vishpada Stotra Sata Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Srila Narayana Goswami Maharaj Ki Asoka Abhaya Charan Kamala Me Ananta Koti Vara Sashtanga Dandavata Karke Unke Ahitu Ki Kripa Prarthana Karta Hoon Tatpaschat Rupanuga Guru Varga Acharya Varga सबके चरण में अनंत कोटि दंडवत ज्ञापन करता हूँ उपस्थित वैष्णव वृंद सबके चरण वंदना करता हूँ प्रभु जी के आदेश है प्रभु जी बहुत सुंदर प्रश्न किया है जे रूप गोस्वामी के अनुगत जो अनुगत्य करते हैं उनको रूपानुग कहा जाता है इससे और भी सड़ो गोस्वामी में अन्यतम श्रीलो सनातन गोस्वामी पाद श्रीलो जीव गोस्वामी पाद श्रीलो रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी आदि और जितने गुरुवर्ग आए हैं उनको अलग अलग से उनकी जो अनुगत्य करते हैं उनको उनकी नाम के हिसाब से जैसे रूपों को रूपानुग हम लोग बोलते हैं ऐसे क्यों नहीं बोलते हैं रूपों को स्वामी के को पूरा फॉलो करते हैं इसलिए हम रूपानुगो क्यों बोलते हैं अभी अभी हम लोग वैष्णव के मुखारविंद से बहुत दृष्टांत श्रवण किए जैसे व्यास देव की हम लोग गुरु पूर्णिमा में श्रवण करते हैं जे गुरु पूर्णिमा के दिन में व्यासदेव की सारे जितने आचार्य लोग सब व्यासदेव की पूजन करते हैं, क्योंकि ये वो व्यासानुग व्यासदेव की जो देन है, सारे शास्त्रों की जो प्रणयता है, कृष्ण की शक्त्यावेश अवतार होके उनके द्वारा उनकी भावना से भगवान के प्रेरणा से श्रीमन नारद जी के जो प्रेरणा जो स्फूर्ति हुई वो सारे ग्रंथ लिखे। इसलिए जितने संप्रदाय है सब व्यास जी के अनुक जितने सब व्यास जी को मानते हैं और व्यासदेव की जन्मतिथि को गुरु पूर्णिमा बोलते हैं। इसे श्रील रूप गोस्वामी पाद श्रीमन चैतन्य महाप्रभु के सारे जो भावों को वो प्रकाशित किए और ऐसे भी महाप्रभु बोले मैं बिंदु चखाया। जब महाप्रभु प्रयाग में रूप शिक्षा दिए, रूप गोस्वामी को जो शिक्षा दिए उसमें महाप्रभु बोले मैं एक बिंदु दिया, बिंदु चखाया, वही बिंदु को लेके श्रील रूप गोस्वामी पाद भक्ति रसावृत सिंधु लिखे और जितने रस ग्रंथ वो प्रणयन किए। केवल ग्रंथ नहीं, उनकी जो सारे जितने शिक्षा है वही शिक्षा के माध्यम से सारे गुरुवर्ग, जैसे अभी महाराज जी बोल रहे थे जो लीला सनातन गोस्वामी दिखे राधाकुंड में, वो उनकी राधा रानी की बेणी का जो केश का जो सर्प के फनक के तर वो लिखे थे, उनके कुछ ऐसे अजीब सा लगा। तब उनको दर्शन, जब वो लीला दर्शन हो गया तब सनातन गोस्वामी पाद समझ गए जे जे वो रूपों जो लिखे हैं वो सही है। ऐसे ऐसे बहुत सारे दृष्टांत श्रील जीव गोस्वामी पाद के भी वो सक्यवाद और परक्यवाद के बारे में भी महाराज जी बोले ऐसे। और हमारा पूज्यपाद कृष्णकर्ण प्रभु जो एक बात बोले बहुत सुंदर लगा, जे अलग अलग जितने आचार्य है उनको अलग अलग ग्रुप जो धीरे 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 ग्रुप बन जाएगा। जैसे हमारा जो ब्रह्म माधव गौड़ीय संप्रदाय में जैसे मध्वाचार्य की जो मठ है उनकी उनकी पूजा अर्चना उनकी जो वहाँ पे जो सिस्टम है हमारा जो गौड़ीय संप्रदाय से थोड़ा अलग होता है। ऐसे श्रील रूप गोस्वामी को अग्र पूज्य रख के आगे रख के उनकी सारे जितने आचार्य लोग उनकी अनुगत्य किए, उनकी अनुगत्य से श्री राधा रानी पक्ष से वो सारे सेवा किए। वही भाव में श्रील गुरुपाद पद्म हर समय बोलते थे जो हम लोग रूपानुगो गुरुवर्ग। इसलिए यही जो रूप गोस्वामी को सबसे ऊंचा वो जो आसन दिए ये केवल रूप गोस्वामी महाप्रभु के वो मनोभीष्ट को पूरा स्थापन किए। महाप्रभु के जो मनोभीष्ट था जे लुप्त तीर्थ उद्धार और ग्रंथ भक्ति ग्रंथ प्रणयन और वैष्णव सदाचार शिक्षा देना और श्री विग्रह की सेवा की जो परिप्रकाश, इसमें श्रील रूप गोस्वामी के अनुगत्य में जितने वैष्णव जितने गोस्वामी लोग आए अभी तक जितने भी आचार्य लोग सब श्रील रूप गोस्वामी को आगे रख के वही भावना से राधा रानी पक्ष से राधा पक्ष होके श्री कृष्ण के सेवा करने के लिए सृष्टित हुए। इसलिए श्रील रूप गोस्वामी के अनुगत्य सब लोग करके एक जो एक ग्रुप होके भगवान की सेवा करने के लिए जो कोशिश किए, इसीलिए हम सोचते हैं वही रूप गोस्वामी जो रूपानुगम हम लोग कहलाते हैं यही होगा। वंशा कल्पतरुवस्य कृपा सिंधु भयवच पतितानं पावनभ्यो वैष्णव।
ओम ज्ञान तिमिरांध्य गणांजन श्लाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायति कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिषे नमः। जय रूपा सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ सजीवी गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ एछय गोसाई करी चरणवंदन जाते विघ्ननाश अभीष्ट पुरन। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य दयाल प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। बोलो श्री गुरुजी महाराज की जय। गुरु परंपरा की जय। अनंत अनंत गुरु वैष्णव वृंद की जय। दुपान व गौड़ी गुरुवर्ग की जय। जय शबरीकर महाप्रभु की जय। गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय। जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा सुदर्शन जीव की जय। भक्त विघ्न विनाशन कारिणी सिंहदेव की जय। भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय। सर्व विश्वप्रद गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय। गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय। जय चतुर्मास्य व्रत की जय। ब्रजमंडल धाम की जय। ब्रजवासी भक्तवृंद की जय। जय ब्रजेश्वरी मधेश्वरी प्राणेश्वरी श्रीमती धारणी की जय। ब्रजदेवीगण की जय। समवेद गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। गौर प्रमानंदे हरि हरि। नाउ इज ऑल आर हियरिंग why all acharya and guru varga they are telling I am rupanuga mahaprabhu ya mahaprabhu's followers nityanru advaita prabhu any others they are respecting Rupa Goswami, but they are glorifying Rupa Goswami. Then everybody telling I am Rupanuga, they are following Raganuga Bhakti, Ragatmik Brajavasis, followers, then they are Raganuga. But all Raganuga are not Rupanuga. All Rupanuga are Raganuga. But all Raganuga are not Rupanuga. Ragatmik Brajavasis followers called Raganuga. তো রূপ গোস্বামী অলসো রাগাত্মিক ব্রজবাসী অ্যান্ড হিজ ফলোয়ার্স স্পেশালিজ টেলিং রূপানু তো দিস থিংস আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড দেন ইজ সুইটনেস অ্যান্ড নেক্টার্স ভ্যালু ইজ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ডিং টেলিং রূপ গোস্বামী প্রভু এক্সপ্লেনিং অন্যাবিলাসিতা শূন্যম জ্ঞানকর্ম আদি অনাবৃতম আনুকূল্যেন কৃষ্ণানুসরণম ভক্তির উত্তম উত্তম ভক্তির ডেফিনেশন হি ইজ রাইটিং অ্যান্ড এক্সপ্লেনিং ভাগবতম সেইং সর্বাদি বিনির্মুক্তম তৎপরতেন নির্মলম ঋষিকে নঋষিকেশ সেবানং ভক্তির উচ্চতি ভক্তির ডেফিনেশন টেলিং অলসো মেনি আদার প্লেসেস ভক্তির ডেফিনেশন সেইং এনিবডি ফলোয়িং নবদা ভক্তি উত্তম ভক্তি হাইয়েস্ট ভক্তি আত্মনিবেদন আত্মসমর্পণ বাট রূপ গোস্বামী ইজ টেলিং দিস অন্যাবিলাসিতা শূন্যম জ্ঞানকর্মাদি অনাবৃতম আফটার হোয়াট হ্যাপেন আনুকূল্যন কৃষ্ণ অনুশীলনম আনুকূল্য হোয়াট ইজ অনুকূল ফেভারেবল হ্যাঁ নো অনলি ফেভারেবল আই এম ফলোয়িং এনিথিং মাই টেস্টফুল মাই চয়েসফুল কৃষ্ণ উইল বি হ্যাপি কৃষ্ণ অনুশীলন ফর টেলিং আনুকূল্যেন কৃষ্ণ অনুশীলনম কৃষ্ণ ইজ ফেভারেবল কৃষ্ণ ইজ ফর টেস্টফুল কৃষ্ণ ইজ হ্যাপি কৃষ্ণ ফাইটিং উইথ ইন চারণ মুষ্টিক সল টু সল কৃষ্ণ ভেরি হ্যাপি হ্যাঁ তো দিস দ্য চারণ মুষ্টিক গেটিং দিস উত্তম ভক্তি বাট কৃষ্ণ রেসলিং অ্যান্ড ফাইটিং উইথ দিস ওন সখা সিদাম সুদাম সামটাইম ললিতা বিশাখা দে আর চেঞ্জিং ড্রেস দেখ কৃষ্ণ সখা ড্রেস ওয়ারিং অ্যান্ড কামিং দে আর রেসলিং উইথ ইন কৃষ্ণ তো হোয়াট ইজ আনুকূল্যেন কৃষ্ণ অনুশীলনম অনুকূল ফেভারেবল নট অনলি টেস্টফুল ফর কৃষ্ণ দিস মাছ সে নো এনিবডি হ্যাজ ডিজায়ার আর্টিফিশিয়াল ইয়ার রিয়েল কৃষ্ণ হ্যাপিনেস ফর সামবডি শোয়িং হ্যাঁ অ্যান্ড সামবডি লাইক হ্যাঁ নট অনলি চারণ মুষ্টিক সল টু সল মেনি ডিমন্স অলসো অ্যাটাকিং ইন কৃষ্ণ হ্যাঁ লাইক ভীষ্ম পিতামহ হি ইজ শুটিং কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ বডি ইজ ওয়ান ওয়ান হেয়ার ফর নো গিভিং রুম হি ইজ শুটিং অ্যান্ড এভরি আর ব্লাড ইজ কামিং অ্যান্ড ফ্লোয়িং ব্লাড লাইক হ্যাঁ অল বডি বিকাম রেড কালার হ্যাঁ অল আর সিং দ্য টাইম ডিমন ইজ ইন এন্টায়ার ইন দিস ভীষ্ম পিতামহ বডি বাট চক্রবর্তী ঠাকুর সিং নো হ্যাঁ হি ইজ নাও ফাইটিং উইথ ইজ হিজ বিলাভ লাভার হ্যাঁ লাভার লাইক হিম বাট হি ইজ ক্র্যাশিং অ্যান্ড বাইটিং অ্যান্ড বাট লাভার লাইক হিম নট নট ডিস্টার্ব রানিং ফাস্ট এমব্রেসিং ফর কিসিং ফর হ্যাঁ ইনসাইড ইজ আদার মুড দেন ইজ এক্সটার্নালি ইউ ডুইং মেনি থিংস হিজ হ্যাপিনেস ফর প্লেজার্স ফর বাট দিস ইজ নট কল ভক্তি আনুকূল্যেন কৃষ্ণ অনুশীলনম কন্টিনিউয়াসলি নৈরন্তর্যময়ী অ্যান্ড অলসো আনুগত্যময়ী রূপ গোস্বামী এনিথিং সি ইজ ডুইং বাই মহাপ্রভুজ ডিজায়ার হি ইজ এভরিথিং ইজ ডুইং শ্রীমতী রাধারানী ল Dalita Devi, Vishakha Devi, all are under guidance, Anugatya. Independently, I am trying to pleasing Krishna. Why not you will be happy? I am serving you. I am controlling in you. Why not you will be happy with me? I am everything doing for you. But I have no idea. My choice, my idea, my any desire, my ego, my anything's practice, this is not his. Anuragmai. Therefore, ragatmik, brajavasis, footstep, followers, who? Mahaprabhu teaching this. This is called Rupa Sikha. After this Rupa Goswami's line, followers for Rupa Goswami taking this responsibility. Everybody Goswamis are following, advice giving, all teachings, everybody's. But all are desire, they are also following Lalita, Vishakha, yeah, everybody. But Rupa Goswami, what specialty? He is continuous. How? I am following Anugatyamai, Anukul, favorable, tasteful Krishna, also other things. Independently, I am not doing any things. And Krishna's happiness for doing, then how understanding? Tasteful Krishna's for how understanding? Then Lalita Abhishekha, ya other sakhis, manjaris, they are very like close to Krishna, they are looking Krishna how is happy. Like Bilap Kushmanjali writing first verses, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna is coming, running, coming, and Raghunath Das Goswami addressing, oh, who is biting in your lips? Oh, anybody no understanding, who are you? Everybody thinking, anybody biting you, making enjoyed you, who is this person? This person definitely did not know who are you. He is thinking definitely you are Srimati Radharani. He has little misunderstanding, misconception. But Rupa Manjari for how Krishna pleased and happy, Krishna cannot controlling himself, not explain possible. But Rupa Manjari not independent. Sambhogacchamai, Tattatbhavacchamai, these Manjaris are independently no meeting within Krishna. Dwarka and Braja has this big difference. Dwarka all independent. Everybody like enjoy within Krishna. But Brajamandal, everybody's desire only Srimati with his meeting, and her Krishna and Srimati's meeting for all are desire. They arranging many, many programs. Many kunja, many Hindu lila, Julan lila, many other service for desire. But he is coming and meeting with me. I am making happy. These things never thinking. he is coming meeting with his Srimati Radharani. This meeting for, they have everybody's desire. Jiva, sadhaka serving Krishna, but desire cannot remove. Then they are no following Rupa Goswami, Rupanagatya, then they are independent going Dwaraka Puri. No Manjari Janugatya, no Sakhi Anugatya. This Anugatya, all Shastra telling, you will be Saranagata and surrender God near, Krishna's near. Like Sarvesya Atmanivedane Balirbhut Krishna Aptiresam Param. Bali Maharaj, everything is offering for Krishna. What not offering? Srimati Radharani. This is problems. All are worshipping Lord Krishna, Lord Ram, Lord Narayan, Lord Nishinga, Lord, all Lords. But they are trying to please God and God's service for desire. But who teaching? But here, Mahaprabhu teaching Rupa Goswami, Anukulyano Krishna Sriranam. Krishna Anukul, who favorable? Who is near and dear? This Manjari Bhava Upasana. Srimati Radharani, Lalita Vishakha, Sakhijar, how close to Krishna? They are no Anugatya. Then never possible you are pleasing Krishna. Dwarka's queens are not took shelter in Rajdevi's near. Therefore Krishna never like. Krishna left and reject. Like here telling, somebody saying, Mere to Giridhara Gopal dusara na koi. Mere pati soi. Who? Giridhari Gopal. Came Brajamandal. But after where gone? No Anugatya of Gopis and Manjaris. Then gone Dwaraka Puri and Dwarkadish with this meeting and Mili. Or Brahmalin Dwarkadish with this. So this Anugatya, not too easy thing. Jealousy, heartburn. Like anybody came temple, ashram. Then thinking, Mahanta, Guru, Temple President, all in all. Then I am anyhow pleasing. But not possible. Temple President, ya Guru, ya Acharyas, Mahantas, who is closed, near and dear. I am not following their Anugatya. How can I be learning? How will be closed, near and dear? Million crore life going, not possible, anything's getting you. This Anugatya, other Sampradaya, not available. All independent. And all are founder, wonder, superior, higher, post for thinking. But Anugatya, surrender, shelter, parampara. This is big problems. You following and serving God, then God giving you mukti, otherwise giving siddhi. Annakami yadikare krishner bhajan. Krishna tare mukti diya karana banchan. Bhukti bhukti diya jan palaiya. Krishna bhakti naden rakhen lukaiya. Not giving bhakti. Bhakti, bhog giving, mukti giving. Not giving bhakti. So Mahaprabhu teaching, oh Rupa, now you teaching everybody. What is bhakti rasa? Where to come in bhakti rasa? Krishna rasa vaishya, he like. But this rasa had to come in. Not too easy. Telling somebody, I like Ram and respecting Ram, but I don't like Hanuman. Hanuman near going and then Hanuman is Amar, Goda. And he is very strange. Ram very sweet. But without Hanuman mercy, how can you serving Ram? How pleasing? Sita Devi thinking, I am serving Ram, pleasing. Lakshman thinking, I am serving, pleasing. Bharat Satruna saying, yes. Four are dividing Ram Seva. They kicking Hanuman. Now Ram not eating, no sleeping, no feeling well. Anybody is not talking, not looking anybody. He is all time suffering. All are many way to try to pleasing Ram. But Ram is only yawning. Alas. Oh, why? Everybody you near, everything you're near, you're God. But no. Then calling Guru Vasishtha, calling many Dr. Vaidya. They are not watching, finding and searching and inquiry, Ram has what is sickness. After Guru Vasishtha came, Vasishtha asking, where is Hanuman? Hanuman to where? Hanuman to Bhagyavanto. Where Hanuman? Say, Hanuman is monkey, jungle, animal. Therefore, Lakshman, Bharat, Shatrughna, Sita, all dividing Seva, kicking Hanuman. Now say, Ram's love is where? Who has love for Ram? Then looking, Hanuman is, oh, outside. Then Hanuman asking, okay, what is my seva? So nothing. You get out from. Say, anything stealing? Say, okay, you only doing chutki and Ram Ram chanting. This is your seva. Now he's outside chanting Ram Ram and he's crying and he's doing chutki. Then call him. Without him, Ram never happy. Calling, then Hanuman is crying, then Ram crying. Sita, Lakshman and Varasatuna looking useless. Not possible pleasing. Mahaprabhu teaching. You not following gopis and manjaris. Close to Krishna's there. You not learning. Not following Anugatya. Then how you pleasing Krishna, how serving Krishna? Vrajavasi Anugatya, then is Rupa Goswami teaching everywhere, everybody at 2Z. Krishna in Dwarkapuri, all time sick. But they try to please, happy make Krishna. 16,000 queens, 56 crore Jadumansi. But not possible anybody pleasing Krishna. All time Krishna said, suffering, crying only. Uddhava is looking, oh, without rain, pipe with this, rain with this, coming water in down. Uddhava is gone, his roof and looking. He is crying, tears with his, make like flood. And he is looking in the Pradham, only crying and remembering. Why? You have everything, but nothing. Who has this love and affection for Krishna? Who make happy in Krishna, praising Krishna? They are without Anugatya. How praising Krishna? So Rupa Goswami teaching Mahaprabhu by desire. Mahaprabhu teaching. This is called bhakti rasa. These rasa are not available. Everybody has rasa? No. They are serving Krishna own happiness for. And Rupa Goswami is for Mahaprabhu what saying? Rupa. ব্যতীত ভবনবর্তম যৎ চমৎকার ভারভু হৃদি সত্যজ্জ্বলে বাড়ম সদতে সরস মত। What is the meaning of rosso? Not Krishna happy, then how you will be happy? Many persons continue doing tapasya austerity. But why doing tapasya and austerity? Chanting, Sankaparvaka Namgan, Natirbhi, Parikrama, everything. But no anugatya. Independent. Then Krishna is happy. So Krishna not happy, how I will be happy? So this Rupanugatya, Rupanuga, why? He is near anybody came, he is everybody is teaching. How will be Anugatya? How will be surrender? This world is jiva. Own independence, never left and forget. Never offer so-called, but only Rupa Goswami, Rupanuga, he is teaching this Anugatya. What is the meanings of surrender? How I took shelter? Forever, also parampara. Anugata means anusilan, Krishna anusilanam, Krishna anusilanam, Krishna anugata, Krishna anugata paramparas, until anybody Rupanuga, you are following their footstep, then you will be surrender. Like Prabhupada Sastaku writing, রূপাবনগণের পাদপদ্মের ধুলি আমাদের জীবনের একমাত্র আকাঙ্ক্ষা এবং আশা। রূপ গোস্বামী প্রভুজ এনিবডি ফলো আর ফুট স্টেপ আনটিল দিস লাইন ইজ রানিং দেয়ার ফিডাস্ট ইজ আওয়ার এভরিথিং অ্যান্ড ফলোয়িং দেয়ার ফিডাস্ট অ্যান্ড ফুট স্টেপ দিস আওয়ার লাইফ অ্যান্ড সোল ভজন। আদারওয়াইজ এনিবডি নট ইজ অনুগত দেন হাউ দে টিচিং I am try to do, want to do, then artificial. I have no practice. I don't know any process. But Rupa Goswami Prabhu is there for everything explaining. All process. Anugatyamaya or Krishna anusiranam. Anukulyanam Krishna anusiranam. These things, Anukulina Krishna Anusranam Bhakti Uttama Bhakti. This Krishna Anusranam for his all books. Who is Krishna Anusranam for expert? Correct and perfect. Who? He is showing all Manjari Bhavani Rupan. Gopi's nature, Sakhi's nature. Why are you explaining like this? ধীরা ধীরা অধীরা মুগ্ধা প্রগল্ভা বাম্যা দক্ষিণা কান্ত এভরিথিং হোয়াই হাউ মাচ দে হ্যাভ দিস আনুগত্য টেস্টফুল কৃষ্ণ রুচিকর সেবা ফলোয়িং দেয়ার ফুট স্টেপ দেন ইজ পসিবল আনুগত্য কামিং দেয়ার ফর গিভ এক্সাম্পল Gurus, close and near and dearest sevak. I am crossing, I am trying to jumping and serving Guru and pleasing and Guru. Somebody what doing, you know? In website, your Facebook, you Google looking, near, within Gurudev sevak, sevak his head is taking out, giving own head there. Putting own head. Like this. This is called Anugatya. But I am following the Sevak footstep. Sevak to flow is coming direct. And then I will be expert. But no, this is not. I can't tolerate this. I can't follow this. I am jumping and going Guru's near. Why not you will be happy? Why not pleased with me? So by force you smashing and squeezing. Gurudev, why not giving feedback? I am taking and breaking and smearing at your feet, my head. But this is not anugatya. This is not anusilana. So rupanugatya, this flow and line, until anywhere, there is Krishna's followers and they are Brajavasi. Otherwise, other persons near these things is not available. Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, yeah, any Mahanta, yeah, all Acharya, they are everybody following this Rupanugatya. Therefore, Rupanuga. These things, understanding, then is bhajan is starting. Bhakti's program starting. That day, good day, auspicious day, that day too, I will be Saranagata. Anywhere, anybody has bhakti, I am respecting them, praying and begging. Then flow is coming. Otherwise, I am doing austerity and tapasya. Million life, crore lives is going, million crore, but nothing happened. But who is? Like Govinda Prabhu, one time asking. Mahaprabhu asking, Govinda, today not come Swarup Damodara Ramananda? Say, no. I am telling, don't come here. You are coming, then Mahaprabhu not eating, Mahaprabhu not sleeping, all time crying and rolling, suffering. Nose is rubbing with this wall, bleeding, and only disturbing in you are coming and then never come here. I am telling them, say Govinda, they are not coming, I have no more life. I am going, I am jumping in ocean. I can't stay 1 minute without them. But Govinda Prabhu massaging him and giving prasadam, washing cloth, and to continue 24 hours with him. Sleeping with him in gate. But Mahaprabhu pleased with whom? With Govinda. He is accepting and giving seva. But he is pleased with his Ramananda Raya Swarup Damodara. Continue, they know Mahaprabhu's heart. They are speaking about Mahaprabhu's, all Devi's, Brajavasi's, all glories. So now Krishna, how will be happy? Mahaprabhu teaching this Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami, he is teaching everybody. This is his Mahaprabhu Marvishto. This Rupa Goswami Anugatya, then is I am will be real followers. Meaning all Rupa Goswami's followers I am respecting. I am begging how I will be surrendered. I am respecting them. Then I never will be proud. Never any ego coming. Then going on Unnabilas. Not Unnabilas, Unnabilasita going. And gyan karma, knowledge, higher, superior, my brain, capacity, everything. Useless understanding. Will be anavritto, no avritto. Now all avritto. I know Shastra, I know many sloka, I know many things. I have all things, but I have no anugatya. I am not Rupanuga. This is life spoiled, destroyed. So these things, Anugatya, then all line. Anybody has Rupa Goswami for respect, following this footstep. Oh, Krishna is very happy. Mahaprabhu, why? Teaching. Praj Devi's respect for service for. Manjari's service for. Mahaprabhu, followers, Raghunath Das Goswami telling. Oh, you like Brajavas, you like Krishna's happiness for anything, then you practice this Guru Goste Gosthala Isu. Sujane Bhusuragane Samantre Sinamane Brajanabhaja Buddhanda Smarane. You are respecting everybody, then Brajanabhaja Buddhanda Smaran possible. Sada Dhamma Mahitta Kuru. All Dhamma, all proud is you left. He is saying, you like na dharmam na dharmam sutigara niruktam kilo kuru. Braje Radha Krishna Seva Prachura Prajajamiha. You like Radha Krishna Seva, then dharma dharma you left everything. You follow this anugutya. Otherwise not possible. So this Rupanuga line meanings very lucky. Mahaprabhu first kindly is teaching. After his 2 months teaching is Sanatana Goswami. 10 months after Goswami in Jagannath Puri. Sanatana Goswami also there. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami, how many years? 16 years. But after where come? Rupa Goswami is near. He know. Mahaprabhu Manavishta Seva, only Rupa Goswami know. And he is doing. Everything is like his side. But main important things is this Rupanugatya. Thou are very lucky. All are this great Acharya, our Rupanuga Acharya. Guru Bhargava is near. Anyhow meeting and come. But no understanding life nor practicing, then is useless. Then never respecting and never realization coming, no understanding. Therefore telling Sirva Manjari Karar Chita Pada Padma Goshtendra Nandana Bhujar Pitamastakaya Ha Madhut Kanaka Gauri Padaravinde Sambhavanani Sanakoi Stabakim Karishya. Praying continue. Narottama Thakur was praying. Kabe Lokonath More Sange Loiya Jabe Sirupeer Padapadme More Samarpibe. When that day coming, Rupa Goswami, near my Guru Maharaj taking and offering me. Hanaki hoibe more Narmasaki gane Anugata Narottama Koriben Shasane. Oh, Narottam will be Anugata, then Sakijar looking mistake, just thanks. This is not good. But I toilers, I am toilers. I am Acharya, big guru, I am founder. Any chastisement, I am toilers? Not. Rupanugatya, then clean heart, simple heart. Punishment, chastisement, sweet nectar full. Everything toilers, patience. First is patience coming. Toilets coming and thinking when that day coming, they are all are teaching me, this is your fault, this is your guilty, you are going wrong line, you follow this. This is anugatya, this is Krishna Seva. So this Gopi Bhav, Manjari Bhav, Vasana, this is not his speculation. First time try to anugatya, toilet same, but no more patience. Anything happen, fire, anger, how much? Oh, unlimited. I am left here, I no like anybody, I am going here to, who is threading whom? You give punishment another. What is this anugatya? Life going, but never clean. No going in nebulous. No going in nebulous, Sita. No going Ganakarma Adi Anabritam. Not possible. Then how is Anukulena Krishna Sriranam? This is our Kabacho. Rupa Anugatya. What? Anukulena Krishna Sriranam. Then is everything. Then Bhakti Ruttama. Otherwise, no bhakti. nothing. So now, next, time to time, hearing, praying, remembering, then something will be good. Otherwise, forget. I know sloka, I know everything. Or also Gurudev writing many purport, I know. What is theory? Thesis is not everything. How much I am practicing? One small baby is come, giving one slap and throwing his shoes. Spitting me. I'm toilets. Anybody insulting, hating? I have patience. How is bhakti, uttama bhakti? Where am I? Why am I down? Look at down. Eagle is flying the sky. Dead body anywhere looking at these things. I am founder, but I am, where am I? The small things near. Useless things near. Rubbish and garbage and toilet near. Oh, Krishna Karna Prabhu telling, yesterday, this body is what? Stool factory. Very dictionary has no also like word. Any dictionary you looking, any scientist, any historical person telling like this, any word they have, but realize soul they know. This is stool factory. Anything giving then is stool, becomes stool. Then he is giving name, signboard, stool factory. I'm very happy. I realize soul. Otherwise, how can telling? I'm telling toilet pot, but this is not enough. He says stool factory. I say yes, very good. But I am where this stool factory is inside. Therefore I have fire. I am not bhakti near, nor Krishna nor Sranam. Therefore, seriously, time not wasting. No, don't look at this anger. Not look at this last and past and other the things. Krishna nor Sranam for thinking. Then bhakti starting program. Uttam bhakti is program starting. Otherwise, everything doing subha karma sukriti, sometime punya pais, not bhakti. I am abrito, jnana karma which is abrito, or not anabrito. Big problem. This explanation for Gurudev writing big purport, Prabhupada Sarasthaku writing. Also, all acharya, everybody writing, but I know, but I can practice, I can follow, then where am I? I'm against of Rupan Gutta, I'm against of Guru Varga, then I'm demon, not danger demon, ferocious demon, demonic policy followers. Bhakti is not followed. Bhakti meaning humility. Trinadabhi Sunishana, Mahaprabhu telling. Trinadabhi Sunichana Tarrabhi Soisruna Omanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. How can you chanting Krishnanam? Dainya Daya Innyaman Pratishtha Bharjan Charigune Gunihoye Karaha Kirtan. Jive Samman Divijani Krishna Adhishthan. You giving respect to everybody. Then it's possible. Omani manado hoire kirtane odhikar dibe tumi. Omani manado then kirtan pra odhikar coming. Automatic Krishna name is running in tongue. Nothing disturbance coming. Then Krishna name non-stop. But no Trinadabhi Sunich, Tarrabhi Soisruna, no Omani manad, then Krishna name coming. Hoileo sarvagune gunimashoy. Pratishtha sa chhadikara omani ridoy. You have all qualities, goodness, but you left in your pratishtha sa. Pratishtha sa dhishtha sapacharmani meridinate. कथम साधु प्रेमा स्पृशति सुचिरतम नुनुमन दिस प्रतिष्ठा आई हैव देन हाउ कमिंग दिस शुद्ध भक्ति नो कमिंग चंडालिनी एनी वेयर इज प्रोस्टिट्यूट लेडी मदर नेवर कमिंग देयर नॉट सिटिंग विथ दिस इक्वल सीट नॉट पॉसिबल तो टेलिंग प्रतिष्ठा दृष्टा सपचरमणि चंडालिनी असदवार्ता वैश्या मति विसृज सर्वस्व हारिणी प्रजल्प असदवार्ता एनीबडी इंसल्ट एंड दिस इज लाइक प्रोस्टिट्यूट वेरी इज टू सेट स्वीट एंड टेस्टफुल वन पर्सन टेलिंग दि हैपन यू नो व्हाट हैपन फेसबुक व्हाट इज हैपन बस कॉलिंग अनदर लुक एट दिस हाउ हाउ इज दिस हैपन दिस लुक वा वेरी हैप्पी ओफ तो कैच यू वैश्य प्रोस्टिट्यूट कैच यू बट नॉट थिंकिंग अबाउट दिस भक्ति स्पर आई एम लॉस्ट माई लाइफ आई एम नाउ डिस्ट्रॉय एवरीथिंग तो दिस विदाउट रूपानुगत्य नो बडी टेक केयर अस नो टीचिंग नेवर लर्निंग एनी अदर हेल्पिंग टीचिंग पॉसिबल नो महाप्रभु ओनली गिविंग दिस अधिकार ऑल्सो टीचिंग ऑल्सो दिस वन इज हेल्पफुल अदर थिंग्स नॉट हेल्पफुल बस भक्ति मुक्ति कमिंग पॉसिबल देन सिद्धि नॉट कमिंग उत्तम भक्ति तो गुरुवर्ग दुनिया इज प्रेइंग दिस लाइफ नॉट विल बी स्पॉइल्ड एंड डिस्ट्रॉय फॉलोइंग दिस रूप गुरुनाथ एंड गुरुवर्ग फुटस्टेप महाप्रभु टीच देन लाइफ विल बी गुड गिविंग रेस्पेक्ट एवरीबडी एंड बेकिंग एवरीबडी इज नियर much better this see here now is today's lot of time is gone gaur pramanande hari hari
wo unhe jo boiler tha wo virendra sukhir bolle hum 1 lakh mein 1.5 lakh mein bikwa denge
ye to kehte kehte barso chalega sir